Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. With Congress back after recess, President Joe Biden meets with a bipartisan group of lawmakers today to talk about his $2 trillion infrastructure overhaul. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg clarified Sunday the plan would create 2.7 million jobs, not the 19 million originally promoted by the administration, which included all other expected job growth in the next decade. Buttigieg also dismissed the infrastructure semantics debate.
Infrastructure is the foundation that makes it possible for people to live and work well. And you can't live or work or thrive without things like roads, clean water, electricity, broadband. Yes, that's infrastructure.
The GOP opposes the corporate tax increase that would pay for the plan. House Ways and Means Vice Chair Washington Democrat Susan DelBene notes there was bipartisan public support for the recently passed COVID relief bill and expects the same for the infrastructure plan.
We need to continue to make sure that that case is being made so my colleagues on the other side of the aisle feel that important responsibility to help move legislation too. But we need to use whatever tools we have available to help make a difference in the country. And that's where tools like reconciliation are important to have available.
Reconciliation was used to pass the American Rescue Plan without a single Republican vote. However, Biden has signaled willingness to negotiate on his infrastructure proposal to gain support across the aisle. Some Republicans are pushing back on former President Donald Trump's fiery speech at a donor retreat Saturday, where he slammed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for not defending him. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said the comments were not helpful, and Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney said it sounded like the January 6th speech that provoked violence at the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will soon release their bill to fund security enhancements at the Capitol.
We're so appreciative of the Capitol Police for how they have protected us. But when we have the supplemental put forth, which will be soon, then we'll have a discussion as to what happens with the fencing and the rest.
The $2 billion bill will cover security operations, physical infrastructure, and security for members of Congress. New polling shows 55% of Republicans polled believe Biden's 2020 victory was the result of illegal voting absent any evidence. Meanwhile, Nevada's Republican Party censured the GOP Secretary of State over unsubstantiated claims she failed to prevent widespread voter fraud. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson and other Republicans wrapped up their recess along the southern border.
This is not just a border crisis. This is just a catastrophe. It's a humanitarian catastrophe. I'm heartbroken by what I saw.
Lawmakers met with border agents and toured immigration facilities.
Visited pods that were built to hold 33 children. One pod had 420 boys in it. Another pod had over 700 girls just crammed in there together.
The group called on the president and vice president to travel to the border to see the crisis firsthand. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.